here the letter, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 5, letter 1396. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Shvat Tov, Shem Day's Brooklyn Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe says, I'm in continuation to our, the Rebbe uses some Yiddish words that I have even a hard time understanding, over our discussion basically. Unterredung. Unterredung means probably our discussion. Red is words, but I don't commonly hear the word Unterredung, you know, but the Rebbe uses that. It's a letter in Yiddish. But in continuation to our discussion, this that took place while you came to visit me, I want to therefore hereby emphasize about that which we spoke about, and that is that every person needs to reflect and contemplate about this, that he was that they were created through the master of the world, and it's for sure that there is a purpose, and the purpose is, as it says in the Mishnah Mesechet Kiddushin, Ani lo nivreisa l'shamish eskoini, which means that the person was created to fulfill Hashem's wishes in this world. What does Hashem, blessed, want? That is very clearly and very specific. It was instructed in the Torah, Shebeksav, in the written Torah, in the oral Torah, in which there is the precise instructions how one should conduct themselves in the day-to-day life. And not only is it for rabbis or shochtim, ritual slaughterers, or malamdim, or teachers, but this is also for business people, for people that are working at jobs, for doctors, lawyers, and so on. The first thing of a Jew is that when he gets up from the morning, he says, Moda, I thankfully admit, before Melech. You say, the king who is Chai V'Kayim, the king who is alive and exists, for returning my soul. And you say the word, Bechemlo Rabo Emunosecho, which means with mercy, and I trust you a lot, which means that you recognize that the Blessed Hashem is the ruler, the Baal Habos, the owner of this world, and he rules the world with Chemlo Rabo, with great mercy, with great compassion. This means that this that Hashem expects, demands of a person, especially from a Jew, he only expects, he only demands, blessed he, only that which we are able to do. More precisely, this that he demands from a Jew is certainly that in the appropriate time, the person is able to fulfill it. Hashem wouldn't ask it from us if we couldn't do, especially in your situation, where the Blessed Hashem helped you, and you had settled in your city, and you have an influence in your surroundings. You should, and you have to, interest yourself as a shaliach, as a messenger from the Blessed Hashem, every day, day in and day out, to illuminate your environment with the light of Torah and mitzvahs. And you can never be satisfied with this situation as it was yesterday. And you can't say, oh, I already done my obligation, because the proof for something that is alive is that it continues to grow. As my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles, used to say, a parable about the spiritual life of a Jew, that just like when someone climbs on a slanty hill, mountain, he cannot stop in the middle of the way, because as soon that he's going to stop, he's going to start sliding down. And one need not be afraid. How can I constantly climb? How can I constantly go up without stop? And that's as said above. Since the Blessed Hashem demands this, is certain that He, blessed, has given us the powers and the abilities for this. And as an example for this, we can also see from the human body that the various different limbs from the person must have a rest from time to time. But the mind and the heart are always working without a stop. That shows that the human body lives. It's always working. I hope that you will reflect in that which we have spoken, and in this that I'm writing here now. May blessed Hashem strengthen you so that you can fulfill your spiritual Jewish mission from the blessed Hashem in your city, Norvolk. Not sure, Norvolk. I'm not sure what Norvolk is. It's not Norfolk. Or Norvolk.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
No, yeah, it's maybe. To influence your surrounding and all those of which you have an influence, to bring them, make them closer even more to Yiddishkeit, to Torah and Mitzvahs. And when you will do in this, as said above, it will certainly be with great success. You related to me about your son and your daughter, Shiyichyu. I'm not sure if they read Yiddish fluently, so I am attaching here a copy of a letter which I have written to a group of students that visited me, and I hope that this would interest also your children, may they live. Apparently that was a letter written up in English. I wish you that you should be able to notify to me good news about all the above mentioned. And I hope that we will see each other before you are going to leave, and possibly even before that, as we had spoken when you were by me with bracha, with a blessing. So here the Rebbe is utilizing people that visited him. Doesn't say exactly. Apparently they traveled somewhere far or further away. Looks like that they're saying that the Rebbe is saying, well, you'll be by me. So it doesn't sound like it was so close to New York or something like that. It sounds like it was a further place. Not sure where that is. But in any event, the Rebbe tells everybody that they have a mission. If Hashem has them in this world, they have something to do. And if we have something to do, the Hashem gives us the ability. And we have the ability, we just have to want to do it, and then we will be able to be successful.